From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama and his family are touring Ghana's Cape Coast Castle, a former slave fortress where thousands of Africans were taken before they were forced on ships bound for America. It is their final stop of a trip to Africa before returning home today. America's first African-American president's visit has been a landmark event for many Ghanaians. Earlier, Mr. Obama delivered some tough talk to the people of his father's continent. NPR's Scott Horsley reports. Again, this is President Obama's first trip to sub-Saharan Africa since taking office. He is due to return home in a few hours. Earlier, when he addressed the Ghanaian parliament, he called the use of child soldiers in Africa a death sentence of a society and instability across much of the continent a millstone around Africa's neck. During a speech to Ghana's parliament today, Mr. Obama took aim at corrupt African leaders. He said nations need capable, reliable, transparent institutions to succeed. Mr. Obama hailed Ghana's democratic traditions and held the country up as a model for other African nations. Britain is calling the last 24 hours in Afghanistan the deadliest for British troops. Eight soldiers have died, and the British government warns of more casualties in the coming months. Britain is helping U.S. forces with a major offensive against insurgents. Thousands of troops and hundreds more Afghan forces recently flooded insurgent strongholds in Helmand Province, the heartland of the Taliban and opium-growing fields. South Korea is on high alert for the possibility of more cyber attacks. Dwahli Saikautau reports from Seoul that no fresh assault has been reported.
A vice president of one of South Korea's largest network security companies says his firm is operating in emergency mode in case of more cyber attacks. Cho Dong-soo of Anlab said they developed a vaccine for computer users to download temporarily, but computer specialists are still trying to analyze the damage of the computer worm and identify its origin. 4 days after the attacks began in Seoul, South Korea's National Intelligence Agency told lawmakers it suspected North Korea and its sympathizers were behind the cyber assaults, but no direct link to Pyongyang has been revealed. U.S. officials have said some internet addresses have been traced to the North, but they said this doesn't mean the attack was state-sponsored. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Security has been stepped up in a western Chinese city after nearly a week of ethnic rioting. This is NPR News. Five men accused in the Mumbai, India terrorist attacks last November may stand trial next week. Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik says the government's into the three-day siege investigation of the three-day siege is almost complete. The attack that killed 166 people escalated tension between Pakistan and India, which accuse Islamabad of being complicit in terrorist activity. Malik rejects that claim, saying that Pakistan is serious about cracking down on terrorism. After six controversy-filled months in office, Illinois Senator Roland Burr says he will not run for a full Senate term in next year's election. NPR's David Shaper has this from Chicago.
Had he tried to run, Burris faced extremely long odds. Some say he was doomed from the start because of his controversial appointment by indicted former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Burris's outlook worsened when he changed his story about how he came to get the appointment from the scandal-plagued Blagojevich. Burris has faced sharp criticism, calls for his resignation, and perjury and ethics investigations throughout his 6 months in the Senate. But the reason he says he won't run is the high cost of campaigning.
The reality of being in the United States Senate today requires not only a significant time commitment to performing the job, but an almost equal commitment to raising funds to run competitively for the office.
The reality is Burris could virtually raise no money for a campaign. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
NASA has scrubbed today's launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour from Cape Canaveral. Officials are trying to find if there was any damage from lightning strikes overnight. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.